Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, the choir's awake this morning. So good to see everyone in worship this morning. If I could draw your attention to our bulletin, there's several announcements listed in there. I will not mention all of those. We'll highlight a couple of those. Also, take notice of the pew pads, which are located at the end of your pew. We invite members and guests alike to take that, jot down your information. We just want to get a record of your attendance, pass it down. Once everybody has completed that, pass it back to the center aisle, and they will be collected later on in the service today. Today is Music Sunday. We are excited to be led through worship by our different choirs within the church. It was a great worship service this morning in the 9 o'clock service, and looking forward to another one here at 11 o'clock. Tonight, we do have family game night at 6 o'clock in the gym. We'll be playing dodgeball. Anybody that would like to participate or come watch, please be there about 6 o'clock. If you're participating, you will be hit with soft foam dodgeballs, and they won't hurt. Unless you're 4, then it might hurt a little bit. Grub Club is tomorrow morning. We're going to leave the church about 10:45. If you would like to go to the Moose Cafe in Greensboro, please be here. If you want to sign up, that would be even more helpful. If you happen to work in the Greensboro area and want to come by and just meet us, that's at the Farmer's Market there at the Moose Cafe. We'll probably be there about 11:15-ish. I know there are a couple people that work in Greensboro are going to shoot over there to meet us, have a great time of fellowship together. But if you're a guest with us this morning, our ushers now are going to come down the aisle, and they have a packet of information they would like to give you. We don't want to embarrass or call you out. We'd just like to give you a little bit more information about how we do things here at College Park. It's so good to have you in worship. If you could, when they pass you by, just slip up your hand. And inside there is a church newsletter which lets you know about all the ministries going on in the life of the church. Also, there's a letter from our pastor letting you know a little bit more about him and the church. And we just thank you for worshiping with us today. It's so good to be in God's house today. I do want to mention, we do need to lift up Jeff and Jennifer and Matthew and Hannah in prayer this morning. Jeff and Jennifer are in China. They saw the Great Wall yesterday or the day before. I don't know how the days work in China and the time change and everything else. But let's pray for them as they are over there receiving Hannah and getting her and bringing her back here. So just remember to pray for them this week. But right now, let's prepare our hearts for worship. Would you pray with me? Father, as we gather this morning, we gather for one purpose, to praise your name. Father, thank you for everything you've done for us. As we pause this hour during the week corporately to praise your name, Father, we ask for your help in tuning out the distractions of this world while we sing praises to you, while we listen for you. So, Father, speak to us and let us worship you now. It's your name we pray. Amen.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. And he has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the end of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
New songs of celebration render to God, who has great wonders done. Love sits enthroned in angels and ageless splendor. Come and adore the mighty one. God has made known his great salvation, which all his friends with joy confess. He has revealed to every nation his everlasting righteousness.
Still, at his name.
shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord the King.
Joyfully, heartily resounding, let every instrument and voice peal out the praise of grace abounding, calling the whole world to rejoice. Trumpets and organs set in motion such sounds as make the heavens ring. All things that live in earth and ocean, make music for your mighty King.
Thank you.
Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity.
Rivers and seas and torrents roaring, honor the Lord with wild acclaim. Mountains and stones look up adoring and find a voice to praise his name. Righteous and commanding, ever glorious, praises be that never cease. Just is our God, whose truth victorious establishes the world in peace.
Thank you.
This Music Sunday is a wonderful time for us to give thanks for our Ministry of Music here and all of the talented individuals who make it happen, especially Mary. Thank you. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we love you. We give thanks for your love for us, which you have demonstrated in so many ways. We're so very grateful that you have shared with us the gift of music. Thank you for the ministry of song and the way it touches our hearts and moves our souls. We are struck with awe with the emotional power of music, its broad appeal across so many people, and the beautiful ways it can be used to glorify you. We ask that you continue to bless this church and its congregation. We're thankful for such a caring place to come worship you. We thank you for all the blessings of life and the opportunity to share them with others. We pray for the leaders of our country. Guide them in thy will. We especially pray for the members of our armed services, both home and abroad. Protect them as they protect us. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Night in darkest days, when harps are hung, no songs we raise, when silence must suffice as praise, yet sounding in us quietly, there is a song of God. When friend was lost, when love deceived, dear Jesus wept, God was bereaved. So with us in our grief, God grieves.
and round about us mournfully, there are the tears of God. When through the waters winds our path, around us pain, around us death, deep calls to deep, a saving breath, and found beside us faithfully, there is the love of God.
Join me as we pray. Holy God, we come to praise and honor you. We come because you love us and because we love you. And we come because we are called to praise. Much of the time, we find that pretty easy. For around us are the signs of blessings, the people we love, and those that love us, the beautiful creation in which we get to live, the joy of winning, good health, comfortable homes, full bellies, and oh so much more. But if we're truly honest with you, Lord, and with ourselves, Sometimes it's awfully hard to praise, for there are times when our hearts are filled with sorrow, our bodies ache with brokenness and pain and sickness. There are moments when those we love don't seem to love us anymore. There are days when we feel alone, useless, unloved, unwanted, and maybe unworthy. These are the days, Lord, when we sing like Israel. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. How can we sing the songs of praise to the Lord in a foreign land? Lord, sometimes in our sorrow, in our pain, in our struggles, we feel as though we're in a foreign land. It's as though we're so far away from you and from each other and in darkness. But into that darkness and that sorrow, into that lonely place, into the sense of despair and pain, you send to us the great Holy Spirit, the Spirit of comfort and peace, the one we celebrate on this Pentecost day. It is into the darkness that the light of your love shines, not as a glaring spotlight or a burning sun that blinds us, but as the gentle flicker of a small candle, or the comforting light of a warming fire, or the simple, easy night light that assures us of our way until our eyes adjust from the darkness, little by little. It is then that we sing with the psalmist, "In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. For you have been my hope, my sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will always praise you. I've become a sign to many. You are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. And as for me, I will always have hope, and I will praise you more and more." Lord God, in the midst of those days when it's hardest for us to praise, send to us that great Paraclete, the Holy Comforter, and we will remember the promise of Jesus who said, "I will be with you always, even till the ends of the ages." And so, we offer you our praise. In the name of God the Father, Creator, God the Son, Redeemer and Savior, and God the Holy Comforter, we offer our prayer and our praise. Amen.
God is calling through the whisper of the Spirit's deepest sighs, through the thrill of sudden beauties that can catch us by surprise. Flash of lightning, crash of thunder, hush of stillness, rush of wonder. God is calling. Can you hear? God is calling. Can you hear? God is calling through the voices of our neighbors' urgent prayers, through the longing for redemption and for rescue from despair. Place of hurt or face of needing, strident cry or silent pleading. God is calling. Can you hear? God is calling. Can you hear? God is calling through the music of sublime and human arts, through the hymns of earth and angels, and the carols of our hearts, lift of joy and gift of singing, days and nights our praises bringing. God is calling and we hear. God is calling and we hear.
Would you please stand for our benediction, and would you join us on our benediction response? Oh God, beyond all praising, we worship you today and sing the love amazing that songs cannot repay. For we can only wonder at every gift you send, at blessing without number and mercies without end. We lift our hearts before you and wait upon your word. We honor and adore you, our great and mighty Lord. Then hear, O gracious Savior, accept the love we bring, that we who know your favor may serve you as our King. And whether our tomorrows be filled with good or ill, we'll triumph through our sorrows and rise to bless you still, to marvel at your beauty and glory in your ways, and make a joyful duty our sacrifice of praise.